Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Taking photographs of women frontally looking at me, being strong, and sometimes laughing and sometimes crying, but with real emotions. And that scared people at first.
Where do those fruit flies that just seem to appear around your trash can, where do they come from? You brought your house guests home from the grocery store when they were wee flies.
About 20 years ago, Ohio changed the law to make absentee voting available for anyone, whether you're absent or not. And so absentee voting and voting by mail in Ohio are effectively the same thing.
On the way, we'll sample these three podcasts, Deora Talks, Every Little Thing, and High Heels and Politics. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Fashion is many things. It's an art, a business, a reflection of the culture it dresses. The threads of fashion run through more than just your clothes. You'll learn that on our first podcast this week, Deora Talks, a new podcast from the worldwide fashion and luxury brand. Deora Talks is a series of compelling, feminist-focused conversations exploring the company's position at the intersection of art, culture, and society. Featuring a rotating lineup of specialized hosts, each mini-series within the show examines a particular theme like feminist art or fashion and its relationship with the environment. With a diverse array of guests ranging from artists to performers to designers and more, Deora Talks brings fashion philosophy to the forefront with informal but informative discussions from the cutting edge of the industry. So if you're thinking about this podcast might be your style, then try this sample clip on for size. The episode is part of Deora Talks' most recent series, The Female Gaze, exploring the work of female photographers and creatives collaborating with Deora to create a radically new and progressive image of women. Portrait photographer Bettina Rams joins the show to discuss her work and talk about how her radical ideas of beauty and femininity have changed over the years.
Can we discuss a little bit the genesis of your book, Female Trouble, which came out in 1989, really ahead of its time in a lot of ways? How radical was that book when it came out, and what was the reaction to it when it was published?
When it was published was after the pictures were done and showed already. But from the first days, it was a strange thing. For the beginning of my career, I had feminists against me. I was sued by a feminist group in Germany who managed to get some posters banned from the street in, I think it was Frankfurt or whatever. And at first, women would say that I photograph women the way men would do it. So you see, back in the early 80s or the late 70s, being a woman photographer, maybe we were 5 in the world, maybe 6. And if you were a woman taking pictures, it had to show that you were a woman. You know, it was like you had to photograph the way you could knit or embroider. It was always full of veils and you know, soft light and soft. And I arrived there with brutality in a way. The brutality left afterwards and was replaced by other things and other feelings. But I started in a very brutal way, you know, taking photographs of women frontally looking at me, being strong and sometimes laughing and sometimes crying, but with real emotions. And that scared people at first. They said, you know, how can a woman take that kind of pictures? And the funny thing is that 20 years later, I've become, you know, one of the first stupidly so-called feminist artists or whatever. But there was a shift from the moment people started to understand my work, that it was not about nudity, that it was not about taking off their clothes, that it was not about eroticism or something like that. It was elsewhere. And even some of the projects like Chambre Close or like, you know, the subject was a man asking a woman to take off their clothes. I mean, it could be voyeurism, but it was never about eroticism or sensuality. That was not the purpose.
That was Dior Talks from the international fashion brand Dior. Find out if Dior Talks is the right fit for you on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. Okay, ever wonder who invented pants, or when did it get decided that boys like blue and girls like pink? Do our pets have dominant hands like we do? If you've got a burning question like these and Google just isn't doing the trick, head on over to our next podcast this week, Every Little Thing. Each week, host Flora Lichtman fields listener-submitted questions on topics ranging from office plants to black holes, answering the questions that no search engine ever could. And with special guest experts and an endless catalog of caller questions, Every Little Thing has made it its mission to get to the bottom of, well, every little thing you can imagine. Here's a clip from the recent episode of ELT titled Fruit Flies. Seriously, where do they come from? On the episode, caller Jeremy reaches out to learn about the latest unwelcome visitors to his apartment. Every Little Thing enlists the help of biologists, chemical ecologists, and more to help Jeremy find the answers he's looking for.
Okay, Jeremy. You didn't call us to get the deets on Thomas Hunt Morgan's ear holes. You wanted to know, where do those fruit flies that just seem to appear around your trash can, where do they come from?
Yeah, let's do it.
So Marcus says there's two options. Either they flew in through the window, or maybe more likely, you brought your house guests home from the grocery store when they were wee wee flies.
Let's say you're picking a pineapple. There are plenty of space for the females to lay eggs on the pineapple. You bring in the pineapple and...
And you carry these eggs into the kitchen.
Exactly.
Fruit fly eggs?
You brought them home. You bought them. And if you're thinking, okay, fine, no more pineapple, that is not a solution. Fruit flies are pan produce.
Yes. Here in Sweden, we call them banana flies or bananfluga.
And they will lay their eggs on lots of foods. Peaches, cherries, onions, potatoes.
Oh, God.
Do you know what this means?
What does it mean?
It means you have eaten so much wild black-bellied dew-lover caviar in your day. Marcus, how many fruit fly eggs do you think I've eaten in my life?
Many, 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 many.
Like how many?
I don't know. Thousands, probably.
Millions?
Yeah. Maybe not. You know, depends how well you clean your kitchen, I would guess.
Probably millions.
Millions, okay.
I'm going on a full just like meat diet. Henceforth.
So that's a lot of unhatched eggs down the hatch. But what happens to the embryos you don't snarf down? After a day or two, it's the miracle of birth.
And all of a sudden you have an awful lot of flies. And after 2 days, these flies can mate. Then it quickly grows into enormous numbers.
And suddenly, it's a house party. Everybody's buzzing, sexy fruit bowl vibes. And that is where the fruit flies you see in your house come from.
From the Gimlet Media podcast, that was Every Little Thing. Go check out the podcast that really lives up to its name now at WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to the podcast menu on the WVXU.org homepage. With the 2020 election looming only 2 weeks away, it's easy to get caught up in the stress and emotion of our political climate. But if you're looking for a no-nonsense, all-business podcast, then our featured local show, High Heels and Politics, has our vote. Host Marianne Christie welcomes local politicians, city officials, thought leaders, and more of Southwest Ohio's most politically inclined for candid conversations on the issues concerning our city, our country, and the world. Get the latest election info, hear from your local representatives, and hear from a refreshing political perspective with High Heels and Politics. A sample for you from the episode of High Heels and Politics featuring Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose. He sits down with Marianne to chat presidential candidates, Ohio's local elections, and how any eligible Ohioan can register and vote in 2020.
What does the term absentee mean?
Yeah, so I mean, absentee very simply means somebody who is not there, not present. And so it's a little bit confusing for people because traditionally absentee voting was for people who were going to be out of state because they were working or out of state because of military service or not able to be present to actually go vote in person. And so that's historically what absentee means. But about 20 years ago, Ohio changed the law to make absentee voting available for anyone, whether you're absent or not. And so that terminology is a little bit antiquated. That's why in some states they refer to it simply as vote by mail. For example, we tend to use the terms interchangeably. Absentee voting and voting by mail in Ohio are effectively the same thing. If you want to request your absentee ballot, again, the way to do so is to either print the form at voteohio.gov and mail it in or respond to the form that we're mailing to every registered voter.
Mr. Secretary, would you repeat very slowly where they have to make that request?
So the way that there's several different ways that you can request your absentee ballot. The easiest thing to do would be to return the official absentee ballot application that I'm mailing to every registered voter. And you'll see that in your mailbox within the next few weeks. If you don't see that, or if you miss it somehow, or if the dog eats it or whatever else, then you can go to voteohio.gov and print your absentee ballot request form. If you don't have a printer, don't despair, because there are other options. In fact, there are instructions right there at voteohio.gov for how to make your own form. It doesn't have to be the official government form. You can just take a piece of notebook paper, and as long as you provide all of the accurate information that's needed and sign it, you can mail us that as well. Again, all that information is at voteohio.gov. Also, many organizations pass out absentee ballot request forms. I know that some newspapers that we're working with are planning on printing the form right there in the pages of their newspaper. I know that food banks around Ohio are passing them out. Job and Family Service offices make them available. A lot of other government offices, if you find a government office that's open and available, they'll have one for you. So there's really a lot of different ways to request your absentee ballot. Now, Marianne, I've been trying to modernize this system by actually putting the request online so that you could go, just like you can register to vote online. In my opinion, you should be able to request your absentee ballot by going to a secure website and authenticating with the right forms of identification. But that requires a change in law, and the state legislature hasn't authorized that. So hope that we can make that improvement in the future.
But right now, we have to deal with what we have.
From our local creators in Cincinnati, that's High Heels and Politics, Marianne Christie. For a local spin on the latest news from local, state, and federal governments, check out the High Heels and Politics podcast. Available now on WVXU.org at the Start Here podcast collection, or just download the WVXU app. It's Chart Time, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunescharts.net. Two new podcasts have hit number one in the last couple of weeks. The first debuted last month and tells the story of a murder case with many layers, the victim, the crime, and the investigation. To truly understand it, you need to dissect each piece of a tragic puzzle. Hosts Anna Sigga Nagazzi and Scott Weinberger give you an insider's perspective as they reveal to you the anatomy of murder. The other new podcast is from the famous name behind the Call Her Daddy podcast, Sophia Franklin. She's back with her new podcast, Sophia with an F, a somewhat self-effacing podcast about herself. And now, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about those podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.